They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. John 14, verse 27 tells us, "Peace I leave you with, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends and all who pray for their safe return. For civilian women, children and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror. recalling to mind in penitence the anger and hatred of humanity. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen. Can I ask those that are going to lay wreaths and crosses to now do so? When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. We'd like to make your way into church and the uniformed organisation will follow.
Please sit down.
Good morning, everybody. Just a few notes. Before I give the notices, just be aware that there is heating underneath the seats. It's extremely hot, and if you do touch it, you'll get burnt. So if you've got children in your care, please make sure they don't crawl about or touch underneath the seats. The notices for the coming week are as follows. On Tuesday, the executive meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the Jubilee Hall. On Wednesday, the prayer meeting will be held at 8 p.m. and that's on Zoom. On Friday, the church cafe is running from 10 a.m. in the church hall, and the craft group will meet at 10 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. Next Sunday's service will be led by David Spriggs, and the worship warriors will meet in the Jubilee Hall. Society treasurers, please can you balance your books to the end of October and give them to Neil or Dave for audit as soon as possible. And a note, the shoebox appeal, please hand in filled boxes by Sunday the 16th of November at the very latest. Either you can take them to the Friday cafe or that service next Sunday. They're all the notices for this morning. It's my pleasure and privilege to welcome John Vale to our service. Thank you, John.
And it's a real privilege for me to be able to lead this service through again. This is my third year. Amazing. And none of you look any older. Amazing. But God is here. And we had a wonderful service out there at the Cenotaph there just now. Enhanced by the fact that Hayley, for the first time for many years, we had a live Last Post and Revival. That was good, wasn't it? And it really, I think it adds to the ambience of the occasion. We're not here to glorify war, but we are here to remember all of those who gave their lives. And not only those who gave their lives, some of them whose bodies were never the same again. We have a terrible record, for want of a better word, of people who lost their lives and gave their lives. And we now celebrate their lives and thank them for our freedom. For if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be sitting here today. So we want to say thank you to them for all that they did for us, that we might have, what is it they say, for their tomorrows, for your tomorrows, they gave their today. And that's true, isn't it? We're going to start with a song. I hope you know this one. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Yes.
You do? Good. We will say the Lord's Prayer together. And so, Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we want to say thank you for your love, your care, and your abundant joy that you give us. We come here to thank the people who gave their lives to give us freedom. And we thank you for our freedom to be able to come and go as we wish. Lord, we are mindful that you can give us that peace that passes all understanding. And so as we concentrate our thoughts and minds on those who gave their lives, we pray for peace. We pray for peace in this land and abroad, because we are mindful of the wars that are still going on throughout the world, and we pray that you will be with them. We think of those people that have suffered as a result of the big hurricane. Lord, we can't imagine what it's like to wake up one morning and find our house gone. And yet we know that these people have suffered in such a way. And so we pray that you will be with them and bless them. But for us here today, Lord, give us a time when we feel that we have been good to have met in God's house as we leave this building today. And so we say together the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. While we sing our next hymn, the offering will be taken for the work of the church here in Alderman's Green. We're going to sing then, All Things Bright and Beautiful. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us enough to live on. And we thank you that you give us so much. And we have given back to you a little of what you have given to us. We pray that you will use this money for the glory of your name here in Alderman's Green, that your name will be extended, your kingdom will be extended through our giving. So bless us, we pray, and bless this money to your kingdom's sake. Amen. Amen. Right. Can you manage? That's it, you do it, because I'll probably drop it. Okay, thank you. Now, at this part of the service, my heart starts beating a bit fast, because they say you should never work with children or animals. Well, we're going to work with children today, I hope, anyhow. So there were some of you who have been selected to help me with my talk. Is that right? Would you come over here, all of you? That's it. You're pleased to know you're not getting the sermon. You're getting the drama by the youngsters. Right. Right, now who's the victim one? You're the victim. Right, this man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, Jesus said, and he went along here. And come on then, who's the victim?
We've got a narrator as well, if you...
Oh, yes, sorry, I beg your pardon. Right, he bumped into robbers.
Okay, do you want to narrate? Are you ready?
Yeah. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers.
Give me all your money.
Right. Yep, where's the poor person? You lay down, can you lay down there for me? That's it. Oh, look at that poor devil.
The robber stole everything he had, beat him and went away, leaving him half dead.
Groan. Give her a good groan. She's dead. Give her a nice quick groan. Oh, I'm ill. Right.
Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
Ew.
Likewise, a Levite, when he came to place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. A Samaritan while travelling came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved by pity.
Are you right?
He's the donkey.
He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them.
There, that should do it.
Then he put him on his own animal.
Now, in the interest of health and safety, we're not going to make this poor donkey carry this woman. Where's the injured one? Here, you can use my walking stick to help you. All right, there we are. And this is a donkey.
Come on, let's take you to the end so you can recover.
The Samaritan took him to an inn to take care of him.
Right, now this is the inn. Come back into the scene two. That's it. Where's the Samaritan? And the victim? Come here. There we are in the middle. That's it.
The next day the Samaritan took 2 coins and gave them to the innkeeper.
Take care of him. And when I come back, I'll repay whatever more you spend.
I certainly will.
Which of these three do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?
That was wonderful when they give my clap. Right, thank you. Let me ask the children, which one do you think was the best person? Which person do you think was the neighbour out of all that? Which one? Was it the priest? No. Was it the Levite? No. It was the Samaritan. That's right. Because he cared about other people. That's wonderful, isn't it? Let me just get back to my notes. And now I think we have the Bible reading.
Verses 34 to 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. An expert in the law, tested him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments."
Oh, well done, well done. I tell you what, they've got a lot more guts than I would have had at their age. Wonderful. We've spoke up well. And the narrator particularly was brilliant. So you're all very good. And thank you for contributing to what we're doing. Do you know, I was sorting out, as old people do every now and again, my stuff. And I discovered that I was a cub in 1954. Now, that's a lot before before all of you were born, probably. I was 7 or 8 years of age. And I found this in my archives, for want of a better word. And it says this: it was the cub promise that we made. Now, I don't know if you still make promises as scouts and guides and cubs. You do. Well, this is the one that I made all those years ago. It's now 73 years ago, a long while ago. I promised that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the Queen, to help other people, and to keep the Cub Scout law. Now, I don't know whether it's changed much since then, but I think the principle of it's the same, isn't it? Love God, love your neighbour. Amazing, isn't it? You know, I bumped into a gentleman that I haven't seen for many years, quite a few years, the other day, the other week in Coventry. His name is Pete. Now, Pete came to the Salvation Army in Bedworth. He was sent there by the job centre, because if he didn't come to us, he wouldn't lose his job allowance. And he came to us. But the problem with Pete was he had an alcohol problem. He was an alcoholic, and he couldn't hold his alcohol. Well, he came. Now, I've got a bit of an aversion to alcoholics. I won't go into it, boy, but I have. But my friend Jim here was a good man, and he looked after him and sorted him out. And when Pete came in a bit the worse for wear, Jim would sit him in the corner and let him sleep it off, and was patient and kind towards him. Anyhow, one day we were collecting in Corley Services, and the manager, or one of the managers, came up to us and said, "I'm looking for somebody to clean for us. And have you got anybody in mind?" And I said, "Well, we have." And I said, "But, we just have a bit of a problem." And he said, "Well, we'll give him a try." Anyhow, they took him on, and he retired 2 years ago when he was 70. He had a job all those years, for nearly 12, about 15 years. Anyhow, while he was there, he came in touch with a lady, the vicar from Exhall Parish Church, and she invited him to go to church, and he found God as his saviour. And you know, from that day to this, he has never touched a drop of alcohol. 11 years it was when I spoke to him since he touched the alcohol, and he's now working actively to help other people in the same boat. But his parting words to me, well, he actually said these words and then went away, and I had to call him back to ask him what he meant. He said to me, "Give Jim my regards and tell him he saved my life." And I said, "Oh." And he went, and I came back. I called him back and I said, "What do you mean he saved your life?" He said, "Well, when I was in my drinking days, my kidneys were all but packed up, and the doctor told me that I wouldn't live another year. But by being clean, my kidneys have healed up, and I am now active and I'm working hard." So Jim saved my life. There's a story of a good Samaritan, because, you know, we all meet people, no matter who we are, where we are, however young we are. I don't know whether you did Bobber Job, any of you. Bobber Job, we used to do that years ago, helping other people. You know, it's amazing how we can help somebody. What's that song say? If I can help somebody as I go along my way, then my living will not be in vain. It's amazing what God can do through you. We may be young, we may think, "Oh, I can't do very much," but we can all do something to make this world a better place. We're going to pray now. We're going to pray for peace. O God of all hope and peace, we bring to you the needs of this broken and hurting world. Our hearts are breaking with images of lives lost and torn apart by grief in Israel, Pakistan, and many other places in the world. We pray for all the violence and warfare so that the challenging work of rebuilding may begin. Help us, O Lord, to affirm our common humanity, so that in our differences we may build together for justice and peace. In Jesus Christ our Lord, we particularly bring before you those who have suffered as a result of war, and on this special day we bring before you all those who have lost loved ones and those who are injured. By their strength we pray, injured. We pray this in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Now, when he knew I was going to preach here today, well, I don't know whether he did or not, but anyhow, a friend of mine, a commissioner in the Salvation Army, who was a prolific poet, wrote us a poem for us to read. I've got to find it now, sorry. Of course we will remember them. We do it every year. Shared silence, speak our gratitude. The message loud and clear. Young, selfless souls gave everything. Their loved ones bore the cost. Oh yes, we should remember them, those precious souls lost. But what about tomorrow, for which they gave their day? Will they reflect the freedom or heart-filled peaceful days? Dear Christ, who sacrificed your life to set all people free, help us, our blood-bought gifts, help us our blood-bought lives by living worthily. And that's all we can do, isn't it, to honour people that have gone, to live our lives in a way that it will bless other people, and be a good Samaritan, be a good person, and help somebody. Amen. Now we're going to sing a hymn. Now, John Oxenholm wrote this, a guy called John Oxenholm. He died in 1941, and he wrote this just before the beginning of World War II. And it's a song that We know we haven't, we don't know necessarily, but you hopefully will know the tune, which is Crown Him with Many Crowns, and hopefully it will fit in nicely. Peace in our time, O Lord. So as we go out today, may we go out wanting to help other people. May we want to love our God, love God and love others. Let that be our motto from now onwards, that as we do so, the world will be a better place. Now we pray for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now until you shall come again or call us. Amen. Remain standing as we wait for the flags to be recessed out of the church.
Thank you.